Hello, gentlemen. This is Billy.
And Lauren from the Diamond Air, now in downtown St. Charles.
So you just took your lady out to your favorite Italian restaurant. And after a couple of cocktails, that forbidden word comes out. Yep, marriage. This sound familiar?
Billy, when are we going to get married?
What do you do? Do you buy yourself some time and get her a pair of studs?
We can help you with that, too.
Should you gamble and buy your ring online, sight unseen?
Or are you going to buy her that cookie-cutter ring from a chain store?
Because you do kind of love her, and yep, you've got the butterflies, and she is the one. Well, at the Diamond Air, I match and set the finest quality diamonds for everything, from engagement ring settings to stud earrings. Come to me, skip the middleman, and I guarantee you the best prices in fine diamond jewelry. You will be greeted by beautiful ladies, sit in our comfortable diamond salon, and even enjoy a beer while you shop.
Call 630-355-RING to schedule an appointment.
Or stop by the Diamond Air, where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Boy, don't I know it.
To your left, you'll notice Mesopotamia's indigenous cultures. And to your right, the food court, serving up gourmet hot dogs and an assortment of cold beverages.
Bored with your weekends? Add a little excitement to your life at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing and premier entertainment. Arlington provides an engaging experience you can't find anywhere else. Every Sunday is family day. Bring the whole crew. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Bet on fun.
Truck drivers, Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years, and now we're holding driver hiring events all throughout July in the Chicago area. On July 17th and 18th, we'll hold a grand opening of our new Chicago Intermodal Facility at 4301 West 36th Street. That's the 17th and 18th at 4301 West 36th Street. Get full details on all our Chicago hiring events in July and search Schneider's variety of opportunities at schneiderjobs.com/events. That's schneiderjobs.com/events.
Amazon Prime Day is coming, and it's so special, we brought out the confetti cannons. What's Prime Day? It's a day with more deals than Black Friday, exclusively for Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime members can save big on thousands of amazing items, all on Prime Day. Not a Prime member? There's still time to sign up. Go to Amazon.com right now. Don't miss it. Prime Day is one day only, July 15th. I'm going to need a lot more confetti, so you know.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
Good afternoon, and just after 4 o'clock from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a Scoreboard Update. We're broadcasting live today at the North Shore Country Club up in Glenview, home of the Encompass Championship Friday through Sunday. Let's start with Major League Baseball. Games in progress in the eighth inning. Milwaukee goes ahead of Atlanta. It's 6-5. The game again in the eighth inning. In the fourth inning, Detroit doubling up Seattle 4-2. The Mets and San Francisco, they are scoreless in the fifth. The Cubs and the Cardinals, that game is coming up later this evening. Jason Hamill goes against Michael Wacha. The Cubs right now are a playoff team with a wild card position, but Joe Maddon says the best is yet to come.
Feels like we haven't hit our real stride yet. I feel like we've been really battling through each and every day, which I love. But we really haven't played that really I think as good as we're capable of, let me put it that way.
And again, this evening, it'll be the Cubs and the Cardinals. And also tonight, the White Sox and the Blue Jays at U.S. Cellular. John Danks goes against Drew Hutchinson. Pro basketball news, DeAndre Jordan meeting at this hour with members of the L.A. Clippers who are trying to further make up his mind to return to the Clippers and break an oral agreement he made with the Dallas Mavericks last week. Pro football, the NFL has worked out a deal with a new stadium in London to play.
This are brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So the question of day, you can answer it, is do the Clippers win this battle? The Clippers, well-armed and well-manned, fighting for their guy. Do they win this battle?
Well, judging from the opinions of basketball guys we trust, they're saying that all their sources on that side of things are very optimistic. Chris Mannix said it. Adrian Wojnarowski said it. Okay. That they think he's coming back.
Wow.
Oh. And then you get a Mark Cuban who is going to be apoplectic.
Oh, it's going to be great. Oh,
bouncing Mark Cuban, off the walls.
Yes, he is going to be that, because that is not one of those guys that will choose to remain silent.
There's your bus.
I'm telling you, did he hit a Cardinal fan?
No, they're still right there.
Okay,
hit him. They're fine.
Damn it.
And the 309, this is for you, Terry, says, Terry, be patient. I'm sure a drunken Cardinal will drive the team bus down Clark Street shortly and plow into a few fans just for you. Or hit a parked tow truck. The white teddy bears come out.
Oh, God. And I see they've got the OT on their jersey said that, you know, 5.5 times the legal limit drunk and killing yourself and your fans.
Let's honor
for
him.
Me. Yeah.
Because he didn't just endanger himself.
No, killed the...
That he was 5 times the legal limit. He killed somebody else.
Yes. I mean, it's fine if you want to drive into a tree or whatever you would hit on there. I don't care.
I'd rather
don't
not
kill her.
Occasionally a Cardinal does. Yeah, it did surprise me that they would honor him, even though it wasn't this victim's crime. And I know you could say, well, she shouldn't have been in the car with him. And that's probably true, but I'm not blaming the victim in this case.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could also say, well, she shouldn't be driving with him in a Camaro. And the argument still doesn't work. I mean, of course she's going to be in that. It's his fiancé.
On poorly lit streets, and it just there's a whole
and
lot of bad decision-making.
High rate of speed. A very high rate
of
speed.
Oh, you could tell by the wreckage. That wasn't 50 miles an hour.
No,
that thing was like melted down into slag.
Yeah. I'm not really sure. Again, I'm not a baseball expert, but I don't think that I would choose to do that. I don't care if the players liked him. I don't care if the players loved him. I would not choose to do that. That's not who you put on your uniform. That's not who you honor.
Got a response here from a couple of soccer fans. This one for the 815 said, Dan, you're right on. I used to be that annoying soccer fan fighting for attention for the sport. And then NBC started broadcasting my favorite league. I sit quietly home on Sunday mornings and I watch.
Yep, a lot of people do.
Right. People do Sunday too, mornings in this town, you've got fans, you've got bars who are catering to specific Premier League teams. You can find yourself a West Ham bar or an Arsenal bar
as long as you keep it to yourself and go to your little bars and don't bother us with your... Because it's just not ever going to be anything but what it is now.
And that's okay.
That's fine.
It is.
You don't need to fight the fight for it.
And people aren't. That's what's different this year. And there has been slow, broad growth, I think, in that regard. That there are... people who are just cool with it because they can get everything that they want and everything that they need and they don't need it spoon-fed to them because so many things can just kind of be found.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you can certainly do that, and maybe you've sold a few more tickets. We'll see how long it lasts. But I just think that what more than Hope Solo, who obviously is a problem, I think that soccer has some... address with the far more participation that you've had. There's some real serious questions.
Global issues.
Yes,
sure.
That you don't want, that they have no willingness at this point to address. That they're like the NFL. They said, what? We what? No.
And you know what's amazing? That for all the NFL has gone through this year, all the time that we've spent talking about all the existential problems facing mm-hmm. that league,
yep.
Nobody is going to care. When camps open, it's going to be the same drill. Pun intended. Nobody cares.
No.
We sure cared. We sure spent a lot of time caring, a lot of print space caring, a lot of clicks caring, and then it's going to be,
they're playing?
Did they move Kyle Long to tackle?
Yep. There's no doubt. And you see it reflected in when you look around the country at what people are writing and what they're thinking about. A lot of them are thinking football because they know that's what you're kind of thinking. Even if you're not, they want you to. They want to do silly things like, okay, here's the worst free agents, here's the best signings, here's the guy who wore this number, they're the best to ever wear that number. I mean, that kind of stuff. Anything to keep football alive. Even though it's, you know, kind of, July is not exactly for me a hotbed of football, but it is. They understand where all the people want to see, and you know what? They're probably eating it up.
We had discussed C.J. Wilson of the Buccaneers blowing off two of his fingers.
Yes.
And he's not a big name. He doesn't play in a major market. And it hadn't gotten that attention that the Pierre Paul incident did. Well, here's the latest. This is from ProFootballTalk.com. There may yet be no overt hostility between the Giants and defensive end Jason Pierre Paul, but the feelings currently are far from warm and fuzzy. Per multiple league sources, Pierre Paul specifically declined to see trainer Ronnie Barnes and former Giants linebacker Jesse Armstead. As one source explained it, They traveled to Miami without first contacting Pierre Paul or otherwise determining that Pierre Paul would see them. Listed as a special assistant on the team's website, Armstead has become a liaison between the organization and the players. He specifically has a strong relationship with Pierre Paul. That relationship wasn't strong enough to prompt Pierre Paul to invite Armstead to the hospital for a visit.
Wow.
The fact that the team sent Barnes with Armstead and not Coach Tom Coughlin or GM Jerry Reese suggests that the trip primarily was aimed at learning more about the injuries he suffered. From Pierre Paul's perspective, there's currently no reason to cooperate with that effort. If he signs the one-year $14.8 million franchise tender, the Giants control the situation completely. They can put him on the non-football injury list at the outset of training camp. They can keep him there at the start of the regular season, causing him to miss at least six regular season games. At that point, it would be a major surprise if Pierre Paul signs the tender before he's cleared to play. If the Giants are willing to guarantee the full amount of the one-year salary regardless of his placement on NFI, that could persuade him to accept the tag. Giants can rescind the tender, and that's what Pierre Paul would prefer. He'd become a free agent, able to sign a contract with any team. But his lingering preference to no longer be tagged suggests that his injuries aren't serious, that he'll be able to play at some point this year, perhaps earlier than later. The current concern, per multiple sources, is nerve damage that's believed to be short-term in nature.
Okay. I mean, I know he didn't want to do that, and here's what I sort of think about him, and this has really nothing to do with anything in July, but he had 12.5 sacks last year, which is a pretty good number. That's a fair number. But I don't think he's ever played as well as he did a couple of years ago. I don't think he's that same guy anymore. And I don't know why. And now, with whatever.